Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Number station, number on the block.
Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open. Bars, bars, bars.
Meet me.
Welcome to Open Bar Podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4. Hey, you know what? I want to do first things first. I want to shout out all of our supporters for getting us to where we at right now. Right now, we're doing 34,000 downloads on the audio YouTube, audio podcast, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody to subscribe. Shout out to everybody on the Instagram. Yeah. Today, we got a dope episode we're going to bring to y'all. If y'all like cars, we about to get into it, man. Today we got a special guest. I always say special because anybody that come on this podcast and with a straight mind that know they about to get into some drunk shit, not drunk shit, business, networking shit, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with them. So shout out to you, man, for showing
appreciate
up, man.
You, appreciate you.
We got my boy Caesar in the building, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, from tap in.
Tell them where you from, man.
Detail Clinic. Ex Hidden Hills Club. Nah, for sure. So
if you ain't heard about the goddamn Hidden Hills Club, bro, you crazy.
You ain't tapped in,
for sure.
You gotta tap in.
I've been seeing that shit every fucking where. Everywhere.
It's gonna get bigger too. It all started with just like little hats, bro.
That's crazy.
So and then we basically just saturated everything, bro. Like wherever we could bring it to, we take it. And then on top of that, just generic love from, you know, high-end people, celebrities, and everything, which is crazy.
It's a simple, dope brand. Like, it's dope.
I don't know if you've seen the last...
As a matter of fact, remember I was talking about the... we were talking previous about the other podcast with Pun.
Yeah.
He has your cups.
The little shot cups?
The big ones
where he sips from?
Yeah, the sip cups.
Bro, there's everything. There's balloons, anything.
That's how I know about the brand, and then I seen it on my Instagram, of course. I was doing a lot of marketing. But yeah, that's how I know about the brand. The Hidden Hills brand. So.
Have you seen the last clapback from Rick Ross to Drake?
No.
He has a whole Hidden Hills flannel.
Oh, I got to
tell you. Bro, and it's crazy because like the day it came out when he dropped that thing, like, I'm just, like, sitting there on Instagram, and it just pops up, and it's, like, current. Like, this is shit that's going down right now, bro.
I
got to
check it out, because I did not see that.
So, I'm, like, I'm looking at it, and I hit up one of the brand owners. I'm, like, yo, bro, like, did you guys plan this? Like, what is this? He's, like, nah, all love, bro. Like, people just, yo, Hidden Hills, it's crazy. It's a wave. It's a vibe, bro. People just genuinely show love.
Fuck with it. Fuck with it. The long way.
The style is hard though. You know, they got a little shiesties.
I was just upset that you didn't bring my package.
Nah, I didn't make it to work. I told her I was like, bro, we were supposed to bring my package. Nah, we got a care package for you. Don't trip, bro.
Nah, for sure. I fuck with that.
Hats, shirts, shiesties, little keychains, whatever.
Ooh,
there's everything,
hey,
bro.
I'll be crazy to wear a shiesty on one of my episodes. They'd be like, what the fuck. Who do you think he is with the shiesty on?
Nah, you're him. You're him with one.
Hello.
Sure.
There you go. I fuck with that. Nah, I literally been following the brand, like, looking at it, like, man. You know how you look through certain stuff and you be like, swipe, you know. And where the fuck is Hidden Hills everywhere? Like, what the fuck? You keep seeing that shit, and then you go to the page, like, oh, okay, it's clothing line. Okay, swipe. And then you keep seeing that shit day by day. Who the fuck is putting his money?
At that point, you got to tap in, bro. Make sure you tap it at checkout.
Man.
Checkout promo code. Tap in. 20% off.
Good. You got to tell them again, man. You got to put your... Right there. There you go.
20% off. Tap in. Promo code.
Tap in is the promo code?
Yeah, I swear to God,
okay,
tap
easy
in.
Call. We're going to have to put that on the little profile.
You got a little tap in.
Yeah. That's dope, man.
So that's been like the Detail Clinic. So, you know, just rocking with like the Detail Clinic and everything. We've just been blessed to be supported by them. They have exotic cars. They have, you know, crazy fleets. They do, you know, some crazy stuff. So, it's been fun.
So you hear right now we're talking about the detail clinic. Let's talk about So I just tapped into Hidden Hills because I seen the jacket and. You know what I'm saying? That's what's
What's cool in there is like...
Let's talk about the detail cleaning, man. What do y'all do?
So we do anything as far as like auto restyling, wraps, paint protection films, tints.
Boom.
Color change. Boom. Like literally anything you want, starlights, whatever you need for your car, bro.
So y'all do the lights that when you open the door, lights hit the ground?
If it's a GTR where it says GTR, we could literally do anything, bro. Sound systems, like so we're a one stop shop.
You gotta tap in.
You want your calipers painted? We got you. Your wheels powder coated? We got you.
You know my car is like it's a stock paint, which is cool because my
car is black.
Nah, my shit is like a bluish grayish. Okay. It's different.
So it's a little easier to maintain, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to do the, because I got black rims, the 2020s rims. I had to say that. I don't know why I had to say that, but I said it. So I want to do some of this. Maybe I'll do black or yellow or red. Maybe.
On the calipers?
Yeah, because the car is bluish gray.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe I'll do the bluish gray with the calipers.
Yeah, so actually right now we're doing IS350. The guy's getting like a midnight purple and we're matching his calipers to be the same as his wrap.
That's cool.
And we're going to add a little twist to it because we're going to make it glow in the dark. Okay. So at night is little flakes of like...
He's trying to go to jail.
But it looks pretty hard. It's the first time we're doing it. So, you know, for us, mostly it's like all the content. Like how can we squeeze... content out of whatever we're doing, like matter what it
question. So when y'all do that type of stuff, do y'all know the law when it comes to that shit?
So not so much. For example,
go ahead.
Like wrapping your plates, super illegal. I actually ended up wrapping one of my customer's plates. I had to deliver the car, and as soon as I got on the freeway, the cop just pulls up right behind me. He's like, pulls me over, and I'm like, it's not even my car. Like, I'm about to deliver it. He's like, what do you do? I'm like, auto restyling, whatever. He's like, all right, have a good day, but tell him to take it off.
I was like,
yeah, it's illegal. To wrap your plate, which makes no sense. Because sometimes...
Cause they do the black and yellow.
Yeah,
black,
and that's the color we wrapped it. And then he looked at it, he went to the back, and he was like, this is not stock, like, it's wrapped. And I was like, it wasn't me, sir. I don't know what to tell you.
Not my car. It's not my car.
But he let me go. He was cool as shit.
Don't say his name, bro. Leave me alone.
Shout out to that cop, though. Because that would have been.
So it's a lot of people that do certain stuff, like the tint. Now they're saying that you can actually get your car tinted with the legal tint and have it parked, and they can give you a ticket. You heard about that?
Legal is supposed to be 70%, which is like might as well not have tint at all. So
I don't got tint on my car.
Most people they don't care. They'll do 35s all around. I still do 35s in all my cars.
You can get a ticket now. It's a new law that just passed recently.
No way.
Recently,
you see, like,
I've seen it.
Bro,
like,
the only way we find out if it's a customer comes up to us and they're like, yeah, I thought legal was 50% mm-hmm. for the longest, and I searched it, and I thought that's what it was. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, and then one of my customers goes like, yeah, I got to get 70 because it's legal. I'm like, it's not 70, it's 50. And he's like, goes on Google, pulls up, like, the DMV thing, and, like, he's like, 70%. I'm like, I've been selling customers 50%.
Yeah, it's
thinking it's legal.
It's crazy because I actually seen it on the news. And it was like, now you can get a ticket. You can get cited when your car is parked. You ain't even got to be in it. You ain't got to be driving it. It can be parked. And they can give you a ticket for a certain type of tint.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I come from New York, bro. In New York, you get tickets for whatever, bro.
You got to move to Vegas. Vegas.
For nothing. Vegas, straight up.
Vegas tint is like, get whatever you want, bro. It's good. It's hot out here.
And that most of the cars that we get from, like, Hidden Hills, they come from Arizona, Vegas, Montana.
Yeah. Like, the hot states.
Yeah. They know. Once they see a Montana plate on the SVJ, every time you're driving, like, bro, there was this one time I'm on the phone, I'm in the SVJ, and then the cop is like, you have a really nice car. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to fuck with you. Because he said, I don't mess with cars I can't catch. Some crazy stuff like that,
bro. He was like, yes, sir.
And I was like, my bad. I hung up. I was like, it was an important phone call. He's like, you have a nice car. Just have a good day. And I was like, all right, thank you. And I just dipped off. But it's, bro, getting into that league is different, bro. Like, people just move differently around you. So, and like I said before, for us, it's like, how do we get more content out of it? Like, how can we get clout from this? How can we keep growing?
Of course, going against the grain is going to get you clout, for sure, for sure. Going against the grain always gets you clout.
Shit, so
always.
You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Especially if you record everything. So say for instance, you had a camera on the car and it was just you was in and the cop let you go. That shit would have been viral. Yeah. That shit would have been viral.
And him just saying that, like, I don't chase cars I can't catch.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been viral. Done. Viral. So, it would have been cracking for the fucking company. That would have been.
Bro, we have a couple of videos that we're like holding on to that we know are gonna do like some crazy numbers, but yeah, you're building a brand, you also gotta take into consideration like what are people gonna think about the brand. So we had this instance where we were doing a shoot with one of the Uruses and the front windshield cracked. So we thought about it. We're like, okay, if we do something where we crack the front windshield, like on a Urus, and we just name it like somebody broke my Urus's front windshield, it's bound to go crazy.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's do a skit. Fuck it. And we ended up doing it, and it. The skit looks as real as hell.
This
bro.
Is something y'all didn't put out.
Nah, and
so we get another scoop.
we can't put it out anyway. Yeah, just because it looked like we were antagonizing one of like the people who like bashed the windows. So it was like, and at that point we thought it was gonna be fun. So we put like a little teaser, and the teaser went crazy. When I tell you like an account that only had like 50 followers and this thing is doing like 30,000 views, God. Like. 500 comments, which is nothing crazy, but like, bro, like out of an account that doesn't have anything, like it build attraction where people are like,
was that on Instagram or what?
Yeah, that was on Facebook.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then and they were like, yo, take it down, because they're like, yeah, because you know we look bad and all this thing. You know, so it was like,
marketing and business is crazy. You gotta watch what you say and watch what you do, because some stuff can make you and break you.
Yeah,
that's why I try to keep it. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. I don't give a fuck. But hey, sometimes you gotta keep it to a certain extent to where you can't do too much or say too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It hurts your business.
You never know, bro. You never know who's watching. You never know who
can't talk about certain stuff. You can't talk about certain people. You can't do certain stuff. But here on Open Bar Podcast,
we can talk about anything.
Conversations never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chasing. We taking shots.
Let's go.
And all this and all that.
Pull it up.
I don't do that. Because we already been drinking before we started, but we gonna go ahead and do another one. Anyway, the company. Let's talk about the company a little bit. How did you guys start that? Where you at with that?
So I came here from New York about three and a half years ago. Top. Tap in, 20% off, Hidden Hills. Tap in.
So yeah.
I came here about three and a half years ago. I used to be a crane operator in New York.
Oh, shit.
So I tried to do cranes here, but same thing as in New York. You don't know anybody, you're not getting in.
Right.
You got to pay somebody.
It's not about what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah. And that's just the crazy part. So I tried, nothing worked out. One of my boys was opening up like a little thing out of his garage, washing cars and shit. I was like, the average household here has 3 cars. Let me wash some cars. And I just took off as the detail clinic. Mm-hmm. And nobody in my family has been business owners or nothing. Everybody's been a worker.
You just broke the curse.
So I've heard it before. Don't put a name onto something that's going to be specific to that field, because you never know how you're going to grow.
It depends, though, sometimes.
And that bit me in the ass, just saying like the detail clinic, just because once we grew out of like doing details and car washes, like look at us and they're like, wait, but you're a detailer, you don't know anything about rap, like why am I giving you my car? And mind you, we're working on Lambos, Ferraris, like
what kind of name would you have though, from that, like the detail clinic is the details.
So what we changed it over to, which it's kind of like a DBA now, it's TDC Restyling. So it's still the detail clinic, but instead of like the detail clinic is TDC Restyling.
That's crazy.
But it's
the detail clinic makes sense.
But
only to somebody, only to somebody understand. Like, okay, a lot of people look at detailing like as, you know, cleaning.
Yeah, whatever. And that's a thing.
Paying attention to the detail.
And like, sometimes it could be a little like, I don't know, it hurts your ego a little bit because like there's like that thing of like people consider you like somewhere where you wash your car and you're okay. Like, listen, I don't wash your car.
Right.
Detail your car.
Now we can do that too. Like, this is like a company I work for called Just Tires.
And you think it's just tires?
Yeah, you think it's just tires, but they do everything. Everything. They do brakes. They do suspension. They do fucking
anything and everything.
Oil changes. Everything. So it's not. It's more so about like it's the detailing is more so like we can
people we that get watch, to the details.
People that wash their car. People that wash their car pay a lot of money to wash their car, especially if it's like a high end car, like yeah. a Urus or something like that. So it's good to have that, but it's like, no, we just don't wash cars.
Yeah.
Washing your car, but if you need some this and you need that, you need this and you need that, it's like we can tap into that too.
Yeah.
This is what we do. The detail cleaners, we pay attention to everything.
To all the details that you got.
All the fucking
details. It's
holding
the details.
You need your calipers painted?
Let's go.
Let's do it. We can detail that too. We can make that happen. So sure. that name is good, but you just got to know how to
market it, how to push it out there, because, how to feed it down the throat. Yeah,
certain stuff will bite you in the ass. Like if you like one stop shop for your detailing, or you know what I mean. If you it depends how you brand it, but yeah. that's not a problem. Detailing is like okay, detail cleaning is like y'all, what y'all doing? It's like oh yeah, we do everything. Whatever.
And that's how we that lately. That's how we rocking. Like that's what we gotta
and
do.
I think that y'all should be.
Just because people be like, yeah, I need my car washed, and you're like, all
right, yeah, we
like,
do that too. Yeah. We do that too. Yeah, you need anything else? You need rims?
There you go.
You need some. What you need? You need what? Because some people will. I noticed about being into being a customer service. Some people call you for one thing, and they tell you their life story.
Bro.
So they tell your life. They tell you the life story. Like, oh man, I just got. This, that, and the other, and I ran over a dog. I'm thinking about painting my car now. Woo-woo, like,
next thing you know, we're like, we can help you with that.
We pay attention to the details. Yeah. We can wrap your shit, too. Like, what you want to do?
What color? They have the color you wanted? I got you.
Exactly. So I think that's a good idea. That's a good name to me, personally, because I understand marketing.
Yeah, I can't let that name go, bro. So right now, we've drifted into, like, TDC restyling, but
that name is cleaning, bro, it's too like, much for people's brains.
Shit.
It's too much for people.
And I'll tell you how I came up with that name, bro. I was literally just rolling around. Some friends from from Miami came through. We were driving. And shit, I just needed some inspiration. I'm like, I just started this business. What am I doing? And then there was a thing that just said clinic on the outside. And I just looked around my girl. I was like, the detail clinic? She's like, that actually sounds pretty
that
hard.
Sounds dope.
So I ever since that day, I was like, all right, that's
bro,
it.
Bro, I might be we getting a little game it. Today. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
hey, look. I'm trying to tell you, bro. The detail clinic can be more than just what you may think it is. And I'm glad we're here to talk about this.
It's life.
What? Come on now. The detail clinic can be more than what the eyes see or the ears hear.
Yeah.
Like you, that name is big. The detail.
It's been big since day one, bro.
We pay attention. Exactly. We pay attention to the details.
Let's go.
You need some rims? I got you. You need your
fix on the ribs. Like,
I
talk
look,
to
look.
Me.
I noticed that your music wasn't hitting like it was like it's hitting. Like it needed to be hitting. We pay attention to the details.
Tap
you
in.
You need to get that corrected.
Yeah.
I can put
and that's what we're rocking with, the best work in the city. And
exactly.
Like literally anything we post is like, yo, we got the best work in the city.
Man, you need to go hard with that. Whoever was doing your marketing need to you probably doing it.
That's the thing, bro.
Get that shit.
And like
man.
I told
detail,
you,
let's take a
tap
shot
in,
the detail
tap in, tap in.
Shout out to the detail clinic.
Huh? Let's go.
I have a hard time hitting the goddamn.
That's the thing, and not having any guidance, bro. Like you learn from your mistakes,
and
that's the hard part, because your mistakes cost money. And
but they cost money, but then you can use that to grow. There's no right or wrong. I've learned that with business. There's no right or wrong. It's
sure,
how you.
How many
you do
businesses
it.
Have you taken been a part of so far?
I would say like four or five.
Yeah.
Four or five businesses. Probably more because a lot of people call me and ask me for advice. I do. So That's my other business.
Consulting.
I do business consulting, okay. too. So I do a lot of, like, a lot of people call me and they be like, bro, woo, you know.
What would
I be
you
like,
do?
Look, yeah, you should do it like this because this will work. Because I know how people, I've been in customer service since I was, my first job was in customer service. Understanding what people, how people come to you with their problems and spill it on you. It's like, okay, so let's find a resolution for it. So that's how I got into that. Like, yeah. So I do business consulting, helping with marketing and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What's your biggest take from being a business owner?
Mistake?
No, like your biggest take. Like, what do you, out of being a business owner, what do you appreciate the most? What do you hate the most?
What I appreciate most is the independence. No, actually, take that back. What I appreciate most is giving other people opportunities.
Sheesh, that one's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if I own a business, you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't do shit by yourself. Excuse my French. You can't do nothing by yourself. So, when it comes to certain stuff, you have to delegate. So, when you delegate, you give another person an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So, if you, per se, didn't have a job, but you had a skill, and I noticed that skill, I could be like, hey, you know what?
Put you to work.
Look, you can do this right here and I'll pay you for that. Or we can build together. I'll give you a percentage of it. Mm. That's our work. If we build it from the bottom, I want you to have a percentage of whatever we're doing.
Because that's going
to
push you at the end of the day.
Not only because you move it like it's your business. I've worked with so many people to where I understand how the worker's mindset was like, man, I'm doing $600,000 for this company. And I'm only getting, I only made $30,000 this year. It's like $600,000-$700,000. Like, how does that make sense? So when I get into business, I always try to tell people, delegate. Like, that's my biggest takeaway from it. To my biggest smile has always come from giving the next person an opportunity to build off of not only their talent, but to give them opportunity to make money too. My team is rocking with me from day one. So anything that I pull from Open Bar Podcast or anything that goes up from Open Bar Podcast is my team.
Yeah.
Anything coming to pool, we all swimming in it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I got. What about you when it comes to Detail Clinic?
Shit.
I mean, same thing. How many people you got with you as far as the business?
I mean, it kind of depends what we got going on. Because we work with contractors, but we also have employees. So like our...
So how many employees you have?
I would say like consistent five.
Five?
And then you have the contractors that do the wrap work, the tinting, do the starlights, but with so us
you,
on the team.
You outside do the wrap work and stuff like that.
Yeah, just because like being in the business, like it's hard because once you have an employee, any mistakes happen, mm-hmm. you have to respond for it. As a team leader, you know,
that's
just how it goes.
Yeah.
But when you have a team of, like, for example, contractors where they're doing the wraps and stuff, they have to assume the responsibility. Yeah. So I'm the one housing all the work, like, you know, dealing with the customer, making sure everything is good, making sure we're delivering quality. But at the end of the day, like, if my customer doesn't like this, like, and we have to swap it out, it's not so much coming out of my pocket. Like, we either both eat it or, you know, I'll eat it, but you put the labor up. Or if it's on your end, like, you know, you got to put the labor up plus material.
How is that working for you, though?
It's expensive. Working with cars is expensive. Bro.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Some people want it a certain type of way one day, and the next day they're like, nah, I don't like it like that.
So I'll tell you this.
We got the car wrapped purple, but God damn it, I don't like purple no more. As
bro,
of today.
So we have a customer that, loyal customer of ours that gotten like maybe like 5-6 cars, and each car he's probably dropped like 5-6K with us.
Mm.
He got an Alpina V8. So V8s are
B8.
So like B8. Those are
BMW, is it?
Yeah, it's a BMW.
Okay, cool.
Those are like
yeah.
They're
yeah,
rare. Yeah. They make Alpina, maybe like
they
couple hundred a year.
Yep.
So
we that's get the 560 or something like that, or which one?
Nah, so it's kind of thinking about like it's like a kind of like the Maybach of like the BMW.
Okay, cool.
So
yeah.
So it's like the highest. It's exotic, the foreign, like
Alpine. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, but so we had this customer. He spent $7,000 with us to do a full body PPF on it. We had one of our
PPF.
Newer paint protection film.
Oh, okay.
So it's a clear bra. So the car stays the same color. It just adds protection. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had one of our newer installers come in and do that job. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is not the guy that did my last car. Mm-hmm. He's like, what's up with that?
And he noticed it.
Yeah. And he's like, you got to take everything off and redo it. Mind you, this man spent like maybe like 25-30K with us already.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to make it make sense.
So we're like, all right, fuck it. Let's take it off. We take off all the wrap.
How much does that wrap cost?
So labor plus everything.
Not just the wrap. Because the labor is going, you're going to have to eat that regardless.
So the labor to do that car every time is probably like 3K.
Oh, shit.
Materia, you're already at like 5K. So if you pay 7, and that was 7 with tints, and that was hooking him up, we were probably making like a K off it.
No.
Like, nothing crazy. It was like you know, we're just making it. He doesn't like it. We're like, damn. And then the installer was on payroll.
Damn.
So it's not like.
Y'all got to eat that.
You got to pay him for the next week of work because we got to take everything off. And now there goes another $1,200.
Have you ever dealt with somebody who you hired that moves slower than what your time frame was? Because
I suck at being a boss, bro. I fucking suck, bro. I suck at being a boss, bro.
What does that entail?
Because I have a partner. My partner, he's the one, like, we play good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Because, like, bro, like, it's, like, for me, like, me being a worker, you talk to me funny, like, it's just like, bro, like, don't talk to me like that, you know? Like, I'm trying my very best if I can't meet your standards and, like, you know? But there's people out in the world who will let you know, like, and they're dicks about it, you know what I mean? And I can't be that person. So, like, to everybody that works, like, with me, for me, like, there's just that very fine line of, like, we're cool.
In respect.
But I'm your boss at the end of the day. So, I mean, for me, like, I just got to talk to my partner. I'm like, he got to be the authority, bro. I can't be the dick. He got to be the dick, bro. Like, I cut the check, but you got to be the dick, bro. That's just how it is. So... Before
that's why you plant your feet first, you know what I'm saying?
Before I was even doing any of that, like, it used to be me, so a lot of, stuff was, like, just flying by, and, like, it would hurt my pockets and nobody else, because at the end of the day, you still get your check, you still go home, you don't have to worry about a customer, you don't have to worry about anything else, like,
I'm the
one that responds for everything, so... And I told my girl the other day, I was like, I hate it, because I hate being a boss, but I like, you know... being a boss, because like at the end of the day, you do what you got to do. Like, you know, you're good at it. You know how to delegate. You know how to utilize people. You know, you're connecting the dots. You're doing what you got to do.
But
at the end, you still have to have an authority over people. And like half of these people are older than me, so it's like, you know what I mean?
Young buck.
So it's like
young buck talking to me like he crazy.
No,
he probably called his girl like, man, he got me fucked up today, man. Yeah, he said I fucked up, but
and
yeah.
we had employees, contractors like that. The other day, I had an employee tell me I didn't like how you spoke to me the other day. And I'm like, bro, you were 30 minutes late to a job. You're over here laughing because the customer's not happy. You're saying he'll get over it and, like, all these things. Like, you don't know what's on my end. So
when
it's time for me to talk to you, I'm not going to come off nice because you think it's a joke.
Right.
And then at that point, it's like, but I thought we were boys. And it's like...
You're not doing your part, my
bro. Like you still gotta, you know, you still gotta do what you gotta do, bro. Like, you know, that's why you get paid. So it's tough, bro. So like that's why, like, whenever I talk to any other business owner, I'm like, I'm picking your brain. I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah.
Like, from you, what do you feel? How do you treat your employees? Like, you know, important,
that's
bro.
That's the most important, especially in this economy. Like, we are going through some shit. So
they're not happy. They'll go.
No, yeah. And so, yeah, you'll be out there.
It's not like back in the day it was like, nah, you need me. It's like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's like, shit, like, I low-key need you, but, you know, don't step on my toes.
Yeah. Damn. But then that's when you get to the point where it's like, this is what we agreed on. You have contracts in place. So it's like, this is what we agreed on. I'm holding up my bargain, my part of it.
Yeah, you got
to. You're not lacking
yours.
On your part. If we have a problem, we can renegotiate. But you have to understand that this is what we're doing. And I need you here to take care of this business, because I'm putting up these contracts with these people, and this is these are not small contracts. We need to make sure this get done. So it's like, it's not about
your name at the end of the day. Cause,
yeah,
I mean,
it's the company name. Yeah, because you get them bad reviews, you get them bad. You know, people use a phone now. People use a phone now. It's like, man, look at this company. Man. Little bullshit ass rats in here. What that old fuck ass nigga got? Goddamn. They do that shit.
Yeah,
they do that shit. Some girl got fired from Amazon for recording the reactions to certain stuff she was scanning.
No.
Yeah. No. She was scanning.
Have you seen the Dana White one?
Nah.
Bro, this, I don't know if it was Amazon, UPS. This guy's grabbing the package. God. He's just going like this. Chucking it into the back.
Yeah. He was throwing shit and doing that. That's different. This girl was reacting to certain things that people bought. Like, it would be...
Damn, so she knows what's in
it. It'll be toys.
No.
It'll be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it because, you know, shit like that. Yeah, so she was reacting until she got fired.
And it's like, you're not doing anything malicious.
Nah.
Like, you know?
But think about it, though. Somebody who
sees that, they're like, you're not going to reprimand them? Like, why are they going through my stuff? You're not going to say nothing?
So
then at that point, you're like, homie, get the boot.
But that's the thing, though. Like, some people can fuck you up, like, big time when it comes to your company, when it comes to understanding what's going on.
And so they'll walk free.
Straight up. And then now your company is in the ditches because you got a 2 out of 10 from Keith Lee.
Keith Lee.
You hear me? You heard?
Yeah.
So, so that's what I'm talking about. Like, you got to make sure that your employees is taken care of.
So I mean that's why we try to keep it like cool, but it's just very hard to
it's
keep
it. It's more
that.
So about having that real conversation. Like, I understand you got what you got going on, but you have to understand that we have a day to day business going on.
It's an operation.
It's an operation. If you're not here for the operation or for the turnaround, you're basically slowing us down.
Yeah.
And letting I don't call employees because that's not what it is. Those are business partners.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good way to put
it. They're business partners. Yeah. At the end of the day,
to an extent they are, because if it's not for them, they're not pushing your business forward. So how does that work?
You can't do it by yourself. Those are business partners. So if they don't understand the day to day, then that's where that disconnection comes
yeah,
into play.
Yeah, that's where the problems start.
Yeah, so
then after that's over.
Yeah, it's over. Nah, bro. If you're doing great work and you honoring a customer, you like, oh, bro, but then you're not shining light on your that's a business partner. This is the person that's doing the work.
Now you're doing something today, bro. You're opening up my mind.
Yeah. Like, no. Because it's coming from somebody who worked a 9-to-5, but I still got to hustle. So it's like, I don't need a 9-to-5 because I can go hard on a hustle and make my bread. But it's like, if I'm working with you, if I apply to you, I want to work with you. I want to make sure that what I'm bringing to the table, I'm making it make sense. So, and this is going to be a dope-ass fucking episode. I ain't going to even lie to you. Hey, shout out to the people who are out there with a 9-to-5 who's getting treated the right way. Shout out to fucking the Detail Clinic.
Tap in.
We about to get him right with his business partners.
Straight up.
That's why.
That's crazy, though. Like, has nobody ever, like, told me, like, yo, bro. Like, and I know, like, you have to appreciate, like, people who work for you. Because if at the end of the day, bro, they call out today and you have this project and you got to finish it today and you're relying on that person.
You still have to respect the fact that they're sick. Even if they're not sick, it's like, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's tough, bro.
Everything is tough. Yeah. I call off all the time, goddamn. Shit. Especially if I got something to do. I would never call off if I was appreciated. Ever.
Yeah, you.
For what? I'm going to
that's
work.
Your
I'm,
team,
getting, I'm
yeah.
getting my pay. I'm getting my pay. I'm doing my job, and you're respecting me as a person.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be there.
Playing the position.
I'm playing my position. Yeah. So that's why I call anybody that works for me, or I don't even got no employees.
Business partner.
That's my business partner. Because at the end of the day,
it's the truth.
This is what we're doing. So I watched this this video. I don't know who it is. I don't know what his name is, and don't quote me on this, whatever the case may be. But I watched this video of this dude. He was working at a car dealership, and he was like, the guy, he finally met the owner, and then
of the dealership.
Of the dealership, and he pulled up in a Rolls Royce double R, the drop top hit, you know, the little big boy thing with the two doors and the thing and pop out with
the opposite way.
Yeah. He was like, "That's a nice car." He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get the new one next year if you, as long as you work the way." Yeah, he was like, "That changed his life."
So, I mean, how could it not, bro? Like, not even, like, yo, you could, even though it's a lie, like, you could have one like this if you keep working hard.
Nah, it wasn't that. It was more so like, as long as you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing.
And I'm going to get another one next year. The newer one.
Disrespectful.
Type shit. Like, bro.
I'm calling out tomorrow, my boy.
Not even calling out. I'm okay, cool. I'm going to learn your operation. And I'm opening my own.
Jeez.
That's what you get when you, you're that person that don't understand, because you get to the point in business to where you start thinking bigger than what the program is. Just like anybody else, it's like you think you're bigger than the program. That's when people shut you down. Not like the CEO, but the person who's working for you. Like, oh, I'm bigger than the program. No, it's not about that. It's more so about understanding the program and keeping it to where it makes sense. Especially with people who's working this job. To make sure that their kids got some food in their mouth. So
it's a different purpose. Yeah,
you can play with your business partner. You can play good cop, bad cop, but still understand the root between the, you know what I'm saying, the two. Yeah, we fucked up on this job, but it's like you have to understand that this is going to cost us, and it's going to cost you because you need to take the proper steps to make sure the job got done properly. Take your time. Yeah, take your time. We want to make sure we deliver quality work. Take your time. Do that. Yeah. But don't fuck up, because then you just cost us another $3,000 to $4,000. Now you have to redo that.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out a way to compensate you because you're hourly. You know what I'm saying? It's
deep, bro.
It's deep, bro. It get hella
and
deep.
And once it starts messing with your dollars,
it's a whole other ball game.
You're like, damn.
As a business owner, though, sometimes you got to be like, look. You know what I mean? You did your shit. I like it. Good cop, bad cop. I like it. I love the work that you did. But it's things here that you need. The customer highlighted. Here, right here, he didn't like the way you did this. It wasn't to the proper, you know what I'm saying, quality he was feeling. I fuck with it.
So what are you doing with people who have a big ego? And like you,
a big ego,
bro. Because it's great. This industry is wild.
Yeah. I'm the best.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate. Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit StintinoSparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate. Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The Plata rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila. Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning Plata. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The Plata rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
The business, I do this, I do that. Okay. That's what you do, right?
All right, so what do you do? Do you let that man go? Or like,
because everybody think they bigger. That's what I'm talking about. You think you bigger than the program.
And you get checked till you get checked.
You can't. It's not a check. It's more so about, I'm not saying this. I'm not telling you this. I love your work. But my boy Mayweather just said that your tint was a little crooked on this part of the car.
So what
we're going to circle that right there because he said this. And it's like, it's not about me. It's about delivering quality work for our company. This is our name on the line.
Mm.
Bro, this is nothing to me. I respect your work. I love your work. This is what they're talking about, though. You ain't got nothing to do with me. I fuck with you. Come in tomorrow. We got lunches on me. This is what they said, though. It ain't about it. You're not bigger than the program. Any job, per se. But your employees, to me, anybody that works for me, and I'm going to say this loud and clear, I'm probably, because I've been through the bullshit, nigga, we work together.
Yeah.
We're together. We're together. If it ain't for me, it won't be for me.
It won't be no me.
But that's not how certain corporate structures, they don't work like that. It's more so.
Now they're like me.
It's built off of greed. It's more so like, yeah, I got a billion later, but I need another billion before I'm satisfied. Like, bro, you could live 3-4 times over right now.
I'm just trying to make rent.
But that's a whole other ball game because they don't have all their money in their pocket anyway. So it's like the valuation looked like it looked, but it's not the right evaluation because they didn't put the money into the But still. At the end of the day, like, certain people, like, I like how, and we getting off subject, but I like the way Home Depot operates. Want to know why?
What do they do?
mentally, they don't call their, I'm going to say employees. Associates. They call them associates.
They already give you value within the company, the business.
Yeah, and when they go inside and they sit down and they talk to you in these these meetings and these orientations and stuff like that, they give you stock options.
Sheesh.
I've worked for Home Depot.
That's crazy.
They sit down, they be like, this is what you could do with this. You can stock options here. They give you all the rundowns for everything you could do. It's more so up to you to capitalize on it. So a smart motherfucker would understand that shit.
But is it for you or is it for them?
It's for both of you.
Jeez. The
more you can build.
Yeah.
So anything that I do, I take that protocol and be like, look, last month, Open Bar Podcast made $6,000, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to just throw a number out there. We made $6,000. Bro. Nigga, this can pay for this and that. What do y'all think we should do to either grow the brand or you want to put it in your pockets or what do you want to do? Most of my team would be like, let's do this, and I give them that option because nobody's employee. We don't work for the team.
Partners.
Yeah, so that's the option. That's what the option at Home Depot gave you. So you got to think about it like that. And I'm not giving you no business game, bro. Like that ain't what we here for. We here to talk about and promote. Goddamn, the detail clinic, man.
Let's go.
We having a conversation, though. This is a conversation, man.
Pick and break, bro.
It's
how I treat everything, bro. Because at the end of the day, once I go home, reevaluate.
Yeah.
game plan. You're
just
like,
think about it. Though.
Execute.
You got to think about it. Like when it comes to business, like a lot of people, especially in California or any other country or state, country too, we are eaten up by the government. So you got to understand how certain stuff works. If your quality is good, you can charge more for sure.
100%, nope,
hands down.
Yeah,
hands the fuck down. You can make a whole TV show about how you do what you do,
and it'll bring you more money.
You know what I'm talking about? And it'll be more. You got to understand how to, as a business owner, you got to understand how to branch out and bring more value to the business and to your business partners. You know what I'm saying? And once you're doing that, then bring more value to their pockets too. You know what I mean?
But from now on, I'm just going to rock with that. You're my business partner now.
You have to, no, because if you say it like that, it's like, bro, we in this together. You got to be in this together.
Yeah.
Because if you quit,
you make them
if you quit and the other person quit, and the other person quit too, because y'all talking amongst each other, it's like, bro, now we all got to figure out who going to wrap that motherfucking Lambo, because I'm going to have to do it now. Shit. Because, no, on some real shit, though. On some real shit, at the end of the day, you got to know, you know what I'm saying, how to... And this is me speaking as an employee and a business owner too.
Yeah.
Like, I understand, like, it's not about the glamour. It's more so about who you taking care of. I built this so I can make not only my family eat, but
everybody, the
family that respect me and work with me eat too. It's not about my associates.
Straight up.
You hear what I'm saying?
Straight up, bro.
Yeah, and then when my company go public. We all got a stock option in this shit too. And if it start at a penny and it go to 100, how much you think you got? You know what I mean? So that's how I look at it though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just open it up for sure.
Yeah, right, man. And a lot of people don't think like that. A lot of people don't think like that. They just say, oh man, you know, I'm building a company. You know what I'm saying? I just made $1 million last year. Woo, woo, woo. It's a bragging contest. And that's not how I work. I don't care about the money. I care about if my team going to stab me at the end of the day.
Shit, we're doing a whole series. So our idea with this series, we're gonna start shooting this weekend. It's gonna be a multi-episode series where
I got camera guys for you.
You got we need
camera,
editors.
I do cameras, he do editing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to coffee in the motherfucking middle. You didn't put the camera on, you asshole.
Nah, tap in.
Shout out to Kobe,
but
man.
We're doing this and like this whole series, and the idea is, so I have literally, if everything goes out well and you know, episode one goes the way it should, we're gonna grab this video, bring it up to like different brands and try to get like sponsors and all these things, and it's gonna be like a whole season.
Don't get me started, bro.
And at the end of the season, once we put everything together, I have a plug who knows like somebody who like buys shows for like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon.
Bro.
He's sorry.
Don't get me started.
Let's work.
Don't get me started because
nah, but that's the route that we're going through, and like through building the whole thing before we actually get to the shooting, we're telling everybody like, yo, bro, like it's not about us. It's not about just individual people. It's about you fend for us, we fend for you.
Yeah. That's how you do business, man.
And
it's like all about, I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
If you don't see from episode one that we're going to end up selling this shit to Amazon, to Hulu, to Netflix, then this shit is not for you.
At the end of the day.
And people will laugh at you. People will laugh at you, bro.
At the end of the day, it's not about selling it. It's more so about understanding what you have and capitalizing on it. Because with that conversation right there, think about Pimp My Ride. How they went, that motherfucking show was the biggest.
Bro.
Think about that. You know what
I'm
saying?
It's still hitting right now.
It's still going to keep hitting. Yeah. West Coast Customs is hitting. They don't even probably do no more shows, but they got trucks and stuff wrapped with the concept of everybody know what the fuck is going on. So
there's a brand that needs to spend $1 million with West Customs.
We're not talking about them.
But like, bro, there's brands that like literally have to like run this budget up with like these type of people.
Yeah, hey, look, for sure, Tequila Grande Amante, Centino, we got all these brands that sponsors and stuff like that that are willing to actually put in the time
money,
and the money to make it make sense. That's a whole other ball game. I'm talking about the idea that you're talking about. It has been done, but you can reorchestrate it and make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I don't know why the fuck I'm talking about this, because it sounds like a goddamn business meeting at this point. I fuck with it, though. I fuck with it. I'm glad I met you.
You dropping gems.
Shout out to Trevor in the goddamn building, man, back here behind
Trevor
me.
Trevor on the beat.
Man, hey, no, for real, for real. Like, it's a lot of stuff you can do when it comes to your brand, and I'm listening to you. Like, I'm not even trying to be, this wasn't supposed to be this. This one's supposed to be supposed to talk about what you doing, how you doing, and how can people, other people do it. You know what I'm saying? How did you start? Let's talk about that.
Shit, how did I start?
What made you start what you doing?
Hustling, just not trying to work for somebody.
Did you have a skill to do it, or is it like, how did you get into it?
I would say my skill is just being able to connect that, being able to capitalize.
So was you ever into doing these type of...
I used to disrespect my car, bro.
Damn.
Like, go to the wash and hit that car with a brush.
Nah, I need an oil change.
Not even doing oil changes, like, you know, stuff like that. We were not doing, well, I wasn't doing any of that. Mm-hmm. Up until I started getting in here and then understanding that... Not that all businesses are the same, but if you dedicate yourself to a business, you can make it grow.
Gas up.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So no matter what it is, like, you can learn it. Learning, like, even we got you.
Yeah.
That shit is time consuming, though. Like, you want 2,000 starlights, you got to drill 2,000 holes.
Yeah.
By hand.
I'm with that. How much something like that costs?
Just depends. What kind of car you got? You say it was a Mercedes?
S550.
Oh, you got the big boy.
Nah, it's a little boy.
He said that's 560.
It's a little boy.
Nah, it's a big
the
boy.
560
yeah.
is the Maybach.
Nah, but stars on that one looks hard. You probably need like 2,000, 3,000 stars. Mm. Probably like $2,500.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
I thought you were coming.
Nah, and then, I mean, it kind of depends because like we could take it as far as like doing like we can write open bar.
Nah, I don't want that shit. I just want something simple, something cool.
Yeah, I'd be like 25.
Me and my girl chilling with the lights on. And I want the motherfucking... Oh, you know what I'm talking about. This is the regular shit. I don't want no...
We got the shooting stars, too, with like the whole sequence and everything. Yeah,
that's crazy.
So it looks like a whole shooting star. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Man. Y'all
it's fire.
Much,
I mean, we...
I don't know about that one.
We got the best work in the city. So.
That's lit.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what we do. But... off the strength of that, like, God, it's just straight, like, hustling, grinding, bro. Like, not trying
to... Who put you on to it? Like, what made, like, the thought of that, like, this?
My boy just opening up, like, a little side thing at his crib in New York, washing cars in the winter. And here, it's always hot. A lot of people...
I need a car wash right now. I'm not saying that's what y'all do with it.
And that's how we started, though. But, like, you know, washing cars. And I used to get sun poisoning, bro. Like, my neck used...
Sun poisoning?
Yeah, my neck
I've
used...
I've never heard of that.
My neck used to, like, bubble up and, like, do some crazy shit just because, like, exposed
outside,
to the sun.
Yeah.
So, eventually, I had to buy...
One of my best friends, AD, shout out to AD, man. He got a mobile detailing company called High End Detailing. Yeah.
Where?
He travel.
Sounds familiar too.
Yeah, he been doing some shit. He do a lot of shit. He do my car. I did a video for him for his detailing company. He's supposed to come on, and AD.
Come on.
Yeah, you playing too much. Anyway, we gonna get at him another day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna print him out there. High end detail. You feel me? Just a little.
High end detail
plug.
Sounds familiar though.
Yeah, he out here.
He got followers?
Yeah, he out here. He not. I don't know if he's like. You know what I'm saying? But everybody book him. He be doing Bentleys, Ferraris, all the Lambos, all that. I call him when I need a deep cleaning and stuff like that for my car because I need one.
I'm about to call him right now. Yo, you available right now?
I said deep clean. I need my seats steamed and all the rest of that stuff and get the, you know what I mean?
Get it right the way,
yeah,
the
I
way
need,
it should,
I need,
yeah.
I need the right thing, you hear me? So, yeah. Oh yeah, I understand that. Shout out to him and shout out to y'all. Y'all, what I want to, and I've been looking into this, is my nephew turned me on to the, do you guys do the spray wrap?
Nah, we stay away from those.
Stay away, why?
When it's time to take them off.
It's a bitch.
Yeah.
So the regular wrap is easy peel.
Yeah, it's like a sticker.
Gotcha.
Putting a sticker on your car. But, like, the spray one, the thing is, like, some people disassemble. So when you have to take it off, it'll get like in the jams, it'll get into like the little cracks. So let's just say your car's white, the spray's black. Yeah. You gotta sit there, disassemble, and like take it all off, and you're like, God damn, like it's
so,
it's a nightmare.
So the regular vinyl or whatnot, is it vinyl or is it?
Yeah, it's vinyl wrap.
Okay, the regular vinyl wrap is better.
It's easier, it's more malleable, so you can. You can treat it a little better, but if you let it sit for too long, you don't take care of it. It's a.
We got to get into it.
Yeah, right now, we actually had a Tesla Model S pull up 2 weeks ago, and we quoted the guy for $1,200 to remove his wrap, make it look all nice. We started taking it off, and like the guys in Texas put like adhesive promoter on every edge, on every curve.
How do you deal with that?
Everything. You don't. It's just sitting there, like, man hours of, like...
No, I'm saying, like, when somebody bring you a car, right, and it's something that...
So you prepare them before, like, no, listen, I'm, like, I don't know what the other people did.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you know, like, if everything works well and everything goes the way it should be, you're looking at $800, absolutely, $600, $1,000.
Yeah.
But if something is not the way it should,
right,
like,
it wasn't doing the right way...
I'm going to let you know. So, like, throughout the whole process, we showed him, like, every crazy, like, it was just wild. So, we told him, like, yo, we got to charge more. He was like, I'm not tripping.
That's cool.
Like, I know what it is.
That's
like,
cool. I like that thing right there. You always got to let them know what you're up against.
You got to be transparent.
Some people do fucked up. Some people do fucked up work. And then they be, you know what I'm saying?
And you don't even know who it is. It'll look good, but, like, once you start, like...
Getting the layers off.
You're like, fuck, like, for real, you did this, bro? Like, you didn't even have to do all that.
Right.
Like, for us, we never use adhesive promoter or nothing for, like, edges or nothing.
Just
so,
the heat gun and
wrap. But once you see that and you're taking it off, you're like...
Why do they do this?
You just want to hit them up like, yo, what's up, bro? Try to catch a fade or what? You got me here.
Up out here.
You got me working overtime, bro. Like, come on.
For real, that's sick. I always thought about getting my car wrapped. I just didn't know exactly how to go about it and how much it would cost me because I don't want to mess up my paint. I didn't already have my car painted maybe like 3 times because of car accidents. And I like my color, but I want to do something like maybe like a.
You ever need insurance work? We got you.
Okay, cool.
Straight up. we had a guy get love tap the rear bumper. Super simple, bro. Quoted him for like $4,000.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't even need.
We talk about it.
He was like, how much to wrap it? I was like, 3. He was like, all right, cool. Give me my 3. Gave the body shop like 5. He's like, I kept 5. Yeah. He's like, I'm chilling.
I might need that. I might need that. We want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I want this on work. You know what I'm
another
saying?
Time.
Yeah. So basically, I want to do like a olive green with my black rims.
I gotta show you the SVJ, bro.
The olive green, that's like my favorite color. Olive green is my like.
Oh, right there. It's even right there.
Yeah, that's not.
Nah, I'm going to bring it. I got it this weekend. What you doing this weekend?
Olive. Nothing. I'm not doing nothing this weekend.
Pop out.
Probably working it.
You want to vlog? We got it.
Sunday, it's an event, but then Monday I'm off. But this weekend is like free.
So we have an event Friday. Trevor knows about it.
Yeah, no. Friday. Lock me in. Let's get it. Let's get it going.
We'll pull up in the SVJ. Man. That shit is crazy, bro.
Lock me in. Let's get it cracking.
That's rocket shit, bro. The SVJ is wild. That's like a $1 million whip right there.
Tell people where to find you at so we can get that at least. Like, because a lot of people might want to get their car.
At the Detail Clinic. The best work in the city. Mr. Tap-In.
You heard him.
Nah, but... the Detail Clinic, that's where you got to find us. You know, we got the best work in the city. We do everything. Tints, wraps, BPF, ceramic coating, mobile detailing, powder coating.
You got a website?
We got a website, too, the Detail Clinic.
All right.
www.thedetailclinic.com.
We need to get some sponsorship going on.
Nah, and you know what's crazy, bro? Being in this business taught me a lot about sponsorships.
So what did you learn?
So there's this big company called Nozotec, like the biggest in the wrap industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've learned is that opportunities, like, it's they're just there. You just got to seize them.
Right, exactly.
So I literally went up to a guy and I was like, somebody who's in the industry, I was like, I'm trying to get, like, a sponsor for Hidden Hills. That's when I first started messing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you suggest me to do? He was like, yo, here's this number, the sales director for that business. I hit him up. I'm like, yo, these are my ideas. Let's rock with it. What do you think? He was like, I love it. No doubt. Tell me where to send the roll. You're talking about like a $1,000 roll. And that's what got wrapped. That's the roll that they gave us to wrap the SBJ for Hidden Hills. And for us, it was like, we're sponsoring the wrap. You sponsor the roll. And then we'll just get all the clout after that.
Right.
Honestly, like, even the videos we put out and everything we've done, like, it's been just hitting.
Yeah.
It's been getting numbers.
It's crazy, man. Shout out to everybody that really put their neck out there to support certain
brands. They just believe in you. So that's kind of, like, what we're trying to do with, like, the whole series that we're going to shoot starting this weekend. Because we already shot, like, kind of, like, the skeleton. We figured out, like, what we wanted to see, what we didn't want to see.
Right.
And for episode one, we're looking at, like... And it's crazy because, like, the budgets for each video or each episode just gets bigger and bigger. And you're sitting there, you're like, how the hell am I going to get this? But, like...
It goes up.
The crazy part is you don't take a chance, you'll never know.
Right.
So you can, you can sit there and, like, be like, shit, how am I going to get 5, 10, 15, 20, 30K?
You got to take those chances, man.
But, like, the thing is, like, once you start putting stuff out there and people start believing in you and they're like, you know what, like, this actually makes sense... They start getting loose with their pockets. Yo, here, hold this. I'll never forget. I had a Christmas event where we were going to get, like, a whole bunch of toys for kids and whatever. Mm. And we had a guy donate $1,000, bro. One of our clients. Like, and we were like, what the hell? Like,
everybody do their thing for the kids, man.
Like, this guy didn't even spend a K with us. But he was like, here's a K. Go buy toys. And we were like, what?
Show me receipts.
We...
Show me the goddamn receipts.
And we were able to raise like literally 2K on that.
Okay.
And we bought a whole bunch of toys. We made, you know, kids' Christmas like a lot better.
We gotta do a giveaway, man. We gotta do an open world podcast.
Food drives. Food drives. We raised $1,000 with the last food drive.
We already got all of our sponsors that are, you know what I'm saying, heavy hitters in this game right now. But we gotta do something crazy. They gave me an idea. I gave you a lot of ideas.
I got you. I'm gonna put it what works for me with you, bro.
Yeah,
you
know, easy and, like, call.
It's been crazy, bro. Like, honestly, I never thought like something like this was gonna grow. Or I'm at the beginning, it was just like, I'm fending for my family. This is what it is. Like,
yeah, you gotta
just paying bills. You know, holding
the
crib
foot
down,
man.
Yeah,
and then you got the right people behind you, just telling you, like, hey, man, you need to do this to promote this. You got to do this to promote that. You got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
so shout out
bro.
To Trevor.
Yeah, there you go. I was just about to say it, bro.
Shout out Trevor.
Yeah. That's, he definitely
that's
held it down,
though.
Bro.
That's important, though. Like, we've grown, and it's going to be good for you. Hidden Hills is already hitting, not to say the least, but the Detail Clinic, we need to shine a bigger light on that. So shout out to you for pulling up, you know what I mean?
And that's the thing, bro. Like, how do you, like, as far as, like, your brand and going back to, like, you know, you putting,
yeah,
you know, putting us onto game, like,
Oh, you asking for a session now?
Right. Yeah, let's go. You want a consultation?
Yeah.
Hourly. But like, how far do you stretch it, like, when you get these sponsors, like how do you know how to balance, like, between your brand, other brands, and, like...
So the thing with this is, of course, you have to understand that it's a bar. This is open bar. So a lot of these brands, are my... business partners. That's how I look at them.
Sheesh.
Come on now.
And it keeps going back to
these
that.
These are my business partners. Like, without Tequila Azaleo, without Tequila Gran Diamante, without Dory Vodka, without Interstate Vodka, without La Lericchio, without Stentino, which is one of my second sponsors that I got ever on this podcast. Without these brands, Nuda. Nuda's the newest one. Without these brands, Open Bar wouldn't be Open Bar because then I'd be putting... Like, my bottles up here. I would have to be buying Tequila Grandium, Tequila Don Julio, and all that stuff like that. These are brands that are not underdogs at all, because this is one of the best tequilas that I've tasted, by far.
Just people who support you.
They support me, and I'm not going to support nothing that's not good.
Mm.
So this is how we got where we at. So they support me. They have a good brand. They have a good model, and I support them. Simple as that. So these are not sponsors. These are partnerships, because we gotta.
Yo, God brought me here to learn about that, bro.
Man, partnerships,
like, straight up, bro.
You gotta understand. Like, it's at the end of the day, we're working together. We're not working against each other, because we can get we can get 50,000 views on this episode, and there will be 50,000 eyes on these brands. You get what I'm saying? Not only that, they're already doing their thing, and to say, like, hey, you know, we're on this, we support that, and this is, Open Bar Podcast is a brand when we're talking about business. We're not doing no him versus her. We're not doing no this versus that. We're not doing none of that stuff. It's more so about, we're talking about business, how to elevate and how to be positive in certain sectors that, you know what I mean, certain people that people are looking into doing. Yeah, yeah, like anybody will want to do a detail company, or anybody want to do a rap company or certain stuff like that. So it's like they're looking at this. And not only are looking at this, listening, they see that we taking shots of some of the best tequilas, some of the best vodka, some of the best. What is this? The fucking. This is the Moscow. This is one of my best, one of my favorites, Moscow. And I'm not saying that because of this brand, because this is something that we just literally just talked about last 2-3 weeks. Moscow is something I already drink. But we're talking about some of the best conversations over the best drinks, some of the best spirits. So it's not about, you know what I'm saying, like the money. It's more so about the support.
Support, bro.
These are partners. Crazy, yeah. These are all partners.
Jeez, that's my biggest take out of all this.
Yeah. Your business, your biggest takeaway? That, because it's big, bro. It's like, it's, you cannot succeed.
Because like the way I've always looked at it is like my team, like cool, but like.
You're them business partners.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they're doing the work too. Yeah.
Not saying that they're getting the same pay, but it's like, at the end of the day, I would never, and it's crazy, I can't even like really say, because that's not how business works. It's like, I created this, I made this work, but it's like, I want to get the most pay. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, I really don't want to get the most out of this. I want to make sure that anybody that with me, we all eat the same kind of way. But it's like in business.
It forces you.
In regular business, if we're not taking the same.
There's levels.
We're not taking the same consequences at the same time. It's like you can go home and not give a fuck, but I have to deal with this because I created it.
Yeah.
So it's like anybody that deal with me or work with me, like anything that I got going on, is more so a partner and like family. Like shout out to Cali Audio. Cali Audio is them. Is like John is my dog. Shout out to John with Cali Audio. That's like. Him and the Tequila Grande Amante, Rafi, that's like, those like, I really can go sit up under them and listen to them talk all day about business. I can go to John House and just like, you know what I mean? We just had a barbecue at his house like a few weeks ago, like, just chill. These are people that are building brands and me getting understanding about certain stuff. It's like, we all partners. It's like, we pushing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. They sponsor me by making sure that I'm stocked, make sure the Open Bar Podcast is going, but it's like more so like I'm doing a part in their business as well, and they're doing a part in my business as well. So it's like it's a partnership.
Unison. There's that unison right there, yeah.
So that's how I look at it. Any business I do, even with my artists that I do music with, it's like you're doing the music, I'm paying for the studio time, I'm guiding you through the fact that I know a lot about
this business. But we're working together for that goal.
We're working together for this goal. So it's not about how much money you make it. I've dealt with an artist for, and this is off subject. We're going to get out of here after this. I work with an artist that I put out his music on my platform, and I pay for it. You know what I'm saying? At certain platforms, you got to pay for it. I put him out, and his music was making a cool amount of money. All of the money that came in, I gave it straight to him.
What?
I didn't take no percentage. Okay, yeah. He'd call me, like, how much you made, boom, 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 and I'd send it to him, boom. I wouldn't even say nothing about it. Not knowing that I have to pay taxes on it, not knowing that I have to do, you know what I'm saying, my yearly payment to the platform. Yeah. It's like, whatever. But I never tripped because it's like, okay, that's not, it's cool. But it's like, I don't look at it like that. It's like, we're business partners. So if you don't see that, then I can't deal with you no more. Yeah. That's when I start cutting people out. Like, okay.
Because that's when greed starts coming in.
You don't get it. Yeah. Greed, I don't like that. Money with greed, I hate that. Anytime I go out with my homeboys, my homegirl, whoever it is, bro, let's go. What you ain't got it? Oh, okay. Look, you getting paid next week.
Let's just have fun.
It's a good vibe. It's good energy. Let's just go, man. We're not worried about right now. We're worried about what we're working towards. So hopefully this motivates you to do something better tomorrow. So that's how I look at it.
That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. You got to keep going. So, yeah. Shout out to you, man. I'm like, you talking about me now, man. This is your interview.
Is this your podcast?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's just the biggest blessing. I'm always grateful for meeting other people who are like-minded. Because, bro, and like you said, like from the beginning, it was just like, you know, just chilling, just going at it. It's picking brains, bro.
Because
at the end of the day, if you don't, like, how do you grow? Like, you know, your way might be the way, but, like, there's other people who got keys for you, bro.
You never know what way is the way.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? This tequila, the Gran Diamante was the first brand that out of maybe 100 that I reached out to support Open Bar Podcast.
And they were like, run it.
Let's do it. So I stand behind him, not because of the brand, because of the taste, and what makes
even
it
though
better,
it's good, even though it's hard,
even though the shit is fire, I don't look at it as that. I look at it as y'all took a chance on me, so I'm taking chances on y'all, knowing that y'all have a good brand too at the same time. And then Stintino, I reached out to all kind of different water companies to make sure that we had, like, because you know when you drink it, you need water. And I like sparkling water, so I reached out to companies that were doing this. And they have a good brand. So shout out to Stintino, Lewis, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. I stand behind who stand behind me. But if they have a bad product, I can't promote
them
too
you
much.
Can.
Because it's like, if the people go get it, it's like, bro, what the fuck
Man,
is you promoting?
Capping.
Yeah, you bullshitting, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no. All of these brands I've had a conversation with, I've sat down with. Interstate Vodka, Dame. Dame is dope as hell. Dame is smart as fuck. Like, the way he came up with this brand is a whole nother atmosphere of what you say business is. You reach out to your friends, like, I got an idea. He had a whole blueprint. We had a whole episode on that. It's coming out. So, Dame. I haven't had a really episode with Tequila Grand. It's their business. They're getting it done. Azaleo, they getting
that's
it done.
Azaleo.
Azaleo, yeah, that's the Tequila Azaleo.
Oh, I thought you meant like I said Leo.
So,
like
no, that's Azaleo. So Dory Vodka is a company that was built off of a passion as well. All these brands are built off passion. Dory Vodka is built off of a specific culture and taste, and they nailed it. I don't even know if you want to try it. We can try it off camera. That's a good vodka. You know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, these are my partners.
Basically,
these are my partners.
Sheesh.
Whatever I promote on this platform, it has to be good.
I'm going home. I'm asleep. I'm going to be like, business. Yeah. That's my partner. That's my partner.
For sure, for sure. For sure,
straight up, bro. That shit just opened a brand new thing for me, bro.
That's how I work, man. That's how I work.
I'm going to go to work tomorrow and be like, what's up, business partner? Pull up, bro. Let me talk. But, bro, it's giving them that importance, that respect. That,
you gotta show that, because if you don't, then
you're playing your position, and I appreciate it.
Yes, you got to show appreciation, especially when if you was in a job, you want somebody to appreciate you, right?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's why I can't be a boss.
That part.
My boy got to be like...
But I mean, you got to have that sometimes, you know what I'm saying? In certain situations, some people have egos, so you got to know how to check in when it shouldn't be checked. That's how I'm... You know. Anyway.
I'm just very confrontational, though.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, you got to be that way. Like, sometimes you got to be that way, but then you got to know when to understand, like...
Because
other people have problems. Everybody got problems. You got to know when to deal with that shit.
It's your world. I'm living in it.
Yeah. So look, you already know where to catch us at. Open Bar Podcast, Open Bar Network on Instagram, Open Bar Podcast on the YouTube. Yeah.
The Detail Clinic. At the Detail Clinic. Make sure you follow us. Check out our website. Any questions you need, anything, whatever, regarding your car, restyling your car, wrapping your car, PPF in your car. Even in the business, you got some questions, just like I picked this brain, you want to pick this brain. Make sure you tap
easy.
In, you know, best work in the city. You know, we got it.
That part. Thank you for coming by, man. For real, man.
Bro.
Shout out to everybody that's watching, man. New episode coming soon.
Tap in.
He needs some,
I just want to get this catch light in his eye. I want to see.
1 second, hold on.
I gotta take a look.
Can you say one more time who you are, Instagram, everything, and what you do?
Yeah, for sure. Alright, let me show you. Let me know.
Uh,
It's Hidden Hills Club.
Yeah, look right in there. Energy too.
All right, let me know.
Go ahead.
All right, make sure you tap in with the Detail Clinic, the best work in the city, Hidden Hills Club, Hidden Hills Racing. You know we a movement. We're about to take over the whole car auto restyling industry. So anything you may ever need for your car, wraps, tints, PPF, ceramic coating, make sure you tap in, the Detail Clinic.
Easy.
Jeez.
And then let me get one more thing. Can you step behind the bar right there in the middle?
Sheesh. You want me to shout out? Which one?
Camera here. All right. We're like, yo, what's good? It's your boy CJ here from
the Detail Clinic.
Yeah, we at the Open Bar Podcast. Stay tuned.
All right. What's up, guys? It's Caesar from the Detail Clinic. We're at the Open Bar Podcast. Yeah. All right. What's up, guys? Caesar from the Detail Clinic. We're at the Open Bar Podcast. Make sure you tap in. Stay tuned. That's cool.
One more time. And give me the energy. He was very light and had that smile.
Okay. Okay. What's up, guys? Make sure you tap in with the Detail Clinic. We're at the Open Bar Podcast. Tap in. Jeez, I gotta redo it.
Yeah.
One more time?
Yeah.
He said you had it, but you lost it.
That's
all right. All right. What's up, guys? Caesar from the Detail Clinic. Make sure you tap in with the Open Bar Podcast. Oh, I lost this.
Let me do some
product placement
real quick.
Ooh, let's go.
You don't have to say what's up, guys, so loud.
Okay.
It's like energy, it's like what's up, guys, like smooth, like how you was talking, be you.
All right. He said be you.
You don't have to be performative. You know what I mean?
All
right. Good tone. We'll do it. And everything. Go ahead, right there and there.
What's up? Make sure you tap in with the Open Bar, Open Bar Podcast.
Sound good.
What's up? Make sure you tap in with the Detail Clinic. We're at the Open Bar.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, it's your man Caesar.
Yeah,
Detail Clinic.
Yeah,
Open Bar Podcast.
Simple,
bro.
All right, let's go.
All right, I'm going
to
walk
through
it real quick, bro.
See? So do I look here?
Here. All right. Focus on
it. All right. What's up, guys? Your boy Caesar from the Detail Clinic. Make sure you tap in with the Open Bar Podcast.
Yeah.
One more time. I think I got it.
Really, one more time?
Yeah, I think I got it. Yeah. What's up, guys? Make sure you tap in with the Open Bar. What's up, guys? Caesar from the Detail Clinic. Make sure you tap in with the Open Bar Podcast. It's like a little tongue twister right there. Okay.
Take your time. No one's rushing you, bro. You good.
Feel it.
It's that camera. That's what it is.
Yeah, right? It's like you could be all cool, but like once the camera's like you get a little nervous.
Yeah.
All right, look. How about we take a shot? How about we take a shot at the Open Bar Podcast? How about we take
a shot? You guys okay? Stop it and start it over. The recording, that way I have.
Conversation never on the blocks.
Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It
prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.